New South Wales police are again under fire over a death linked to the use of a taser. Police used capsicum spray and a taser to subdue a 38-year-old man after a violent altercation with officers in the New South Wales Southern Highlands on Sunday night. He died in police custody a short time later. The incident comes less than 2 years after police accepted the recommendations of a coroner investigating the death of Brazilian student Roberto Curti, who found the actions of police were reckless and excessive. There are now calls for a review of taser use. In New South Wales, Queensland, the Northern Territory and Western Australia, tasers are carried by regular patrol officers. But the Australian Federal Police and forces in South Australia, Tasmania and Victoria only issue tasers to specialist police. Bridget Brennan reports.
Police say they were forced to taser 38-year-old Kevin Norris on Sunday when he became violent towards officers. He later collapsed and died at the Bowral Police Station in the New South Wales Southern Highlands. A coronial inquest will be held to determine exactly how he died. Anna Brown is the Director of Advocacy and Strategic Litigation at the Human Rights Law Centre. She's critical of the use of tasers in Australia.
They can be lethal. Of course, we don't know whether this taser caused the death in this case, but unfortunately they have been linked to death, so they really do need to be treated as a potentially lethal weapon.
His partner says Kevin Norris was under the influence of the drug ICE when he was arrested. Anna Brown says it can be difficult for police to determine if someone is drug affected or if they have a medical condition before they're tasered.
Obviously these decisions need to be made in a very short time frame and on a case-by-case basis, and no one's questioning that police don't have a really tough job, but it's really important that they're equipped not only with the right information about when and where tasers can be used, but also the skills to de-escalate situations where someone's presenting as violent, aggressive and disturbed. So police need to be trained on the increased risk for people affected by drugs and alcohol, for example, as seemed to be the case here.
New South Wales Greens MP John Kaye says any death in police custody is tragic.
Police were in a position where they used their tasers on a man who was clearly under the influence of drugs. The 2008 Ombudsman's report on the trial of taser use in New South Wales made it clear that there were real risks using tasers on people who had large quantities of drugs in their system.
New South Wales Police did accept the recommendations of the coroner after the death of Brazilian student Roberto Curti in Sydney in 2012. He died after he was repeatedly tasered by police. John Kaye wants a comprehensive review of taser use in the state.
Right from the get-go in 2008, after the initial trial of tasers in New South Wales, the Ombudsman was critical. The police keep saying things like they're going to change their mechanisms, they're going to change their standing orders, but they don't. And we still see these tragic deaths, which are probably avoidable, particularly if we give police training and support in non-lethal restraint.
Only New South Wales police officers who've done an approved training course are authorised to carry and use tasers. The New South Wales Police Association said it was unable to comment until the investigation into the death of Kevin Norris is complete.
Bridget Brennan reporting, and New South Wales Police say a critical incident investigation team will investigate the death.